streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. Right now, it is our pleasure to welcome in Mystics guard Brittany Sykes. Slim, what's up? Good to talk to you.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm good. And by the way, I have to pass on a quick message. I was told if I call you Brittany Sykes, then you would know who that message is from.
From AC?
Yep. That is exactly correct. She says hello.
She's the only one who can get away with that.
Yeah, I'm in Indianapolis right now with my wife. We were at the Fever game last night, the Fever Aces game. So we had lunch with AC today. She says hello, first of all. Second of all, Slim, I looked up at the scoreboard in the middle of that game that I was obviously at and went, oh my God, Washington is absolutely murdering the sky right now. Y'all put on one hell of a performance last night. And my question to you about it is, we see so often in the W and the NBA, the games are so long, a team gets up, and then inevitably the other team comes back. How were y'all able to stay so focused last night that early margin that you get just keeps growing and growing until the final score is as wide as it is by the end?
I mean, I think it's just, excuse me, that hunt for that level of consistency through the entire game. We've been on and off. We've had, like, we call them like pockets. We have pockets in the games where we're like going to a slump, and that'll come, you know, to bite us in our ass. So we've just been learning and growing and figuring out how do we get those pockets to become longer, to become quarters now, to becoming like 40-minute games.
Is that something that you've heard from other coaches before that you really are aware of where that comes from? Because the reason I'm asking is that is exactly how on the Wizard side of the building, Michael Winger and Will Dawkins talked about how they evaluated things. And I'm wondering if that's something that maybe, you know, Michael had talked to Mike T about, and Mike T and Eric talked about it, or however that conversation went. Or is that something that is been used in other places that you've been in your time in the league?
I mean, I think it's just like a standard, like a collective standard that any team that, you know, is hunting wins and wants to win and breed a winning culture, you want to have a level of consistency because that becomes your identity. You know, you can name other teams, you know, in this league, and you can, you know, exactly what their identity is because they've consistently done it at a high level. So, you know, we're on the hunt for that. We're trying to create a level of consistency where every night we know when we come in, this is what we do. This is what we do, no matter what the score is.
I love that framing, though, going from like minutes to quarters to halves. And obviously, y'all have been able to put some games together here. Brittany Sykes, guard for the Mystics, with us here on the Hoffman Show. The other thing that I've really enjoyed since the Olympic break, watching you obviously, one, be out there consistently, what you've had to battle through this year is insane. But you're at a point now in your career and on this team where you are a leader. And there have been a couple of nights, thankfully not too many, where you have just, you can't buy a bucket. But you are still fighting your face off on the defensive end. Your energy doesn't change. Is that something that you've – is like that always been who you've been as a player? Is that something as you've gotten older and matured in this league that you've been able to figure out ways to contribute and make sure that your energy and your leadership doesn't fall off, even if you're having a night where you're not able to hit from the field?
Yeah, no, for sure. That was something that I had to figure out just throughout my entire career. I think once I got to the league and once I got to the pros, I had to figure out very quick, like, even if I'm not scoring, I have to have some effect on the game, whether it's on the defensive end, whether, you know, even on the offensive end, you know, going to the basket, but creating shots for others. So for me, it's just really the mentality of like, okay, how can I stay on the floor? If we're being completely honest, like, how can I stay on the floor? But not only how can I stay on the floor, but how can I stay on the floor and be the most effective player for my team?
No doubt. And last night, thankfully, not one of those nights. Nice 14 points, yeah. 8 rebounds, 7 assists in the win over the Sky. As the season went on, and obviously you were unfortunately watching so much of that early part from the sidelines, you and Shakira over there, and then, you know, Carly's been in and out of the lineup, but yeah, you're just floating around. Is there any talk like, hey, if we can get back on the floor and we can put it together, playoffs are still in reach? Or was it just like, I want to get back on the floor and let's see what happens? Because here you are suddenly with 4 games left to go in the season, and with last night's result, y'all are 1 game out of the final playoff spot.
I mean, I think it just, at this point, it just comes down to everybody being healthy, and we see that we have an opportunity. So we're playing one game at a time. Like, we're keeping everything, like, right in front of us, not far ahead, not thinking about what happened in the past, in the beginning of the season. Like, literally, it's like, all right, we play Chicago, we got the game, boom. We got Atlanta tomorrow. Like, what is it that we have to do to win the game tomorrow with Atlanta? Because we will play them at home that next game. That's going to be a totally different game. We got to prepare for a whole, you know, for a whole nother different game. So it's just really just staying right in front of us. And just obviously, like, the main thing is just everybody remaining healthy.
A couple of your teammates I want to ask you about real quick, and then I do want to ask you about what you expect from Atlanta and these two huge games that you have against them over the next couple of days. Obviously, Aaliyah had one of her better games of the season last night. Got the hard hat after, 15 points, 10 boards. What have you seen from her, and how has she been able to find a little bit more consistency here post-Olympic break and really become the player that she is, where she's now back in the starting lineup and contributing the way she is down the stretch?
I mean, I think the biggest thing is, like, her willingness to just absorb and want to learn. Like, you give her an assignment or anything, and she got it. She's locking it down. If she doesn't have it, she makes sure she works on it. Every time there's an optional shoot, every time we get enough shots after practice, you always see Aaliyah working out. She's probably, like, the last person or second to last, I don't know, person leaving the gym. So for her to do that as a rookie is amazing, but it's just like her willingness to just want to play hard, go get the rebounds, and just want to absorb knowledge.
And then the other player I want to ask you about, I promise it's not just because she spent a little bit of time at Cuse as well, even though clearly the bias on this show is, you know, it shades a little bit orange. But Emily Engstler's really come on in the second half of this season as well. What have you seen from her, and what has she meant to this team?
Man, she has finally found that pocket, and she has taken off. I'm so happy for her. It's just really dope to see her figure it out and really have that confidence and that swagger that she always has whenever she plays. And it's been tremendous for us, especially, you know, with Kira going down. Emily really stepped up and has helped us in a lot of key wins when we really, really needed a bucket. It was him pretty much doing it.
And then, you know, you just mentioned you have these two games against Atlanta. Atlanta, and Chicago are fighting for that final playoff spot.
Yeah.
When you scout Atlanta, they've been such, you know, in many ways like your team, been battling injuries all year long, players in and out. What do you see from the current version of the Dream that's really been playing well as of late as well, especially when they've been able to get all their players on the floor?
Yeah, I mean, they are a really good team. And like you said, with the injuries, people being in and out, the lineups look different. Like, we're playing a whole totally different Atlanta team than we played back in June. So, you know, them having JC on the floor, Ryan's doing really good, Alicia Gray's playing really well, and then Tina's in the middle. So, I mean, what we expect for them to obviously get the ball and just really, really pack the paint on defense. They're a really good defensive team, and they really have active hands. They pressure 94 feet, my gosh. So we're really going to have to prepare and just be ready for a battle. And they're home, and that home crowd is really, really good.
Yeah. What about Ryan makes her so special?
I mean, she's 6'2". She's freaking 6'2", and she really has a way of getting to her spots. She uses her body well, especially against smaller guards. And, I mean, without going to say, her jump shot, her three-pointer is a really good shot. So she's a dynamic guard. She gets to the basket. She can post up mid-post, and she can shoot the three. So, and she's a high-usage player on their team. So we're really going to have to make sure we find her in transition.
Yeah, so outside of she's got size and uses it well. She's a great shooter. She's very skilled, and you have to pay attention at all times. Other than that, it's a real easy day at the office. For you, like, would you say she's one of the toughest guards in the league? Like, you know, obviously you're known for your defensive prowess for good reason. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you're thinking about, these are my hardest days at work of the season, like, does she crack that list for you immediately come top of mind?
I will say I put every guard, like any guard I have to guard, in the category of, like, I just look at my opponent and I just respect them. Because every guard on this team is a pro, and every guard, you know, that I guard, like, we all had to go through the same camp and everything, you know, to get to this position. So there are guards that I'm like, all right, I really have to, you know, like, make sure that I'm on my P's and Q's, but I put that on everybody. But Ryan, with her having her size at 6'2 and me being at 5'9", you know, that could be seen as a disadvantage. But her length does cause a problem for me, because I would have to probably sit up a little bit higher than what I want to on a defensive stand. So She does have to make me actually like change my stance a little bit. But again, like all the guards that I guard, I respect everybody across the board, and I come to work every day to compete.
And then sometimes you get to go home with a hard hat, and that's cool.
Yeah, until your teammates smack you with it.
Yeah, does that hurt, by the way? Because that is the bit, is right? They put the helmet on so they can smack you upside the head. And I'm just like, hey, can we just do like a friendlier tap? Like, how much does that hurt?
No, that's all love taps. It doesn't hurt.
Okay. All right. Well, you would see it hurt. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Slim, best of luck this weekend. We'll be seeing you, obviously, in these final home games, and get to close it out at Cap One, which will be a blast. I will send my best or your best back to AC when I see you on the tail end of this trip. And thanks for joining us here on the radio.
All right, man. No problem. Thank you again.
You got it. That is Brittany Sykes with us, everybody, here on the Hoffman Show. Mystics tomorrow night against the Atlanta Dream. That's an Ion game, so the radio broadcast will not be here on the Team 980 because we have just the games that are on Monumental. But I do believe Sunday's game is here on the station, is that one against Atlanta. Is a Monumental Sports broadcast. And then, of course, you got the Liberty, and then you have the Fever at Capital One Arena to close things out. So super-duper tough close to the schedule, but these next two games against Atlanta could determine whether or not the Mystics are in the playoffs. And, by the way, it could seal knocking Atlanta out of the playoffs. Either way, one of those two will be a lottery pick. Of course, Chicago is going to have something to say about that as well. But that's kind of the weird underbelly of this final thing here, is this final stretch run, is the Mystics have the Dream's pick. So they're either going to have two lottery picks if Chicago can hold on, or whichever of the Mystics in Atlanta doesn't make the playoffs, the Mystics will get that lottery pick. And then the final non-lottery pick, or the highest non-lottery pick, as the eighth seed in the WNBA playoffs. When we get back, we will wrap up the show with our favorite things from the show today. And we have some real things that we've been saving up all week. So we got to get to them next on the Team 980.